Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 1, we were taught that when things are right in our heart, it will change our affections to things above. Oh, get ready for this study today. You see, when things are right, it will change our affection to things above, and it'll change us from the pleasures of sin and looking how we can adapt to the culture in this life. Instead, we're looking to adapt to the culture of a holy God in heaven. So they go through sin's devastating effects. Why? They didn't repent. You see, whether it's getting saved or if it's a backslidden Christian life, we must first deal with sin in our life. They didn't acknowledge their need. They justified themselves. They were justifying their own mind. It's not that bad. They didn't realize they're not the judge, but it's God. They didn't realize the hand of God, when he brought them prosperity. Now let me give you a couple passages here. Now, this first passage is in Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 7 through 10. God says this in that passage: "What instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it, if that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at one instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it. If it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them." Oh, America went through growing pains, but they based their constitution on that old book, the Bible. We call it the Judeo-Christian ethic. They weren't establishing a religion. They instead were saying, we're just going to take the book of God and abide by its principles, its moral, its ethical, and righteous principles. You see, the Constitution that men made was not a living document. It was never intended that that be, and even their writings show that. There are a lot of liars out there today in education media that try to tell you something different, as well as in politics, but it was written as a series of principles and ethics and morals that this country might have the good hand of God. And God did bless America. But I think we're at the crossroads and we're liable to see the judgment hand of God come mightily upon America. And men refuse to call 9/11, they refuse to call Ivan, Katrina, and other events throughout this country as judgments of God. I wonder, what's it going to take for this country to finally admit God is judging us? Will it be your family that you have to lose? Will it be your child? Will it be your home? What will it be? What will it take? Now, God can still turn things around here if we will repent. But that repentance must start in the local church. Now, you might think you stand, but as 1 Corinthians 10:12 warned, "Let him that thinketh he stand, take heed lest he fall." And so let me say this. First of all, if you're a Christian, He said, I can't help it. The church I go to, they rock and roll. They don't use your King James Bible. They don't get out of the church. If it's not going to change, get out of the church. Now pray for that church. Never give up on it. You pray for it. Pray that they'll repent. You seek God's face about that church. But if it won't repent, then you get out and you go where there is something like that. Secondly, get in God's Word. See, some of you are spending hours a day on Facebook, and you need to get back to Faithbook. You see, if you spend 2 hours a day in social media, and I'm not just saying Facebook, social media, but you can't spend 15 minutes with God, just not enough time. You can't get involved in your church because there's just not enough time, but you've got an hour or more every day for social media. My friend, you're lying to yourself. You're deceiving yourself. And you're going to be one of the causes of this country being judged, or your churches being judged, and your grandchildren being in hell. Isn't it time to get right with God? Repent. Turn from your sin. Doesn't matter if everybody else hates it and gets down on you. Christ will be pleased. You need to either decide you've got eternity set in your heart or you've got this world set in your heart. It's one of the two. But as we said, think you stand, take heed, lest you fall. Are you sure you're saved? Are you sure you're saved? Acts 3:19 says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the Lord. See, some of you prayed a prayer, oh Lord, save me, I'm a sinner, save me, but you had no idea of entering to a commitment or a relationship with Him. You didn't want Him to mess up your lifestyle. You were taking it like it's some kind of a magic words that you say is a magic potion, you're all right, and you can just go in on as life is now and have no regard for heaven and no regard for God and no regard for righteousness. I wonder, did you have a real salvation? Do you know that if you died today that heaven's your home? Now think about this. Jesus was God in heaven. God is the Spirit. And that's what He was. He always existed in eternity past as the Spirit. He was the Creator. That's why John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word is God. And He said in verse 14, and the Word, remember the Word is God, was made flesh and dwelt among us. Tabernacle, that's what the word dwelt means. His Spirit was within that flesh. And then we find that He, and He alone, He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by Me. He's the only way of salvation. That's why John 1:4 said about this Word, who became flesh, who is God, who was in the world, verse 10 of John 1, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not, and He came into His own received Him not. This same Jesus, who was God, Emmanuel, God with us, God come in the flesh. In Him was light, verse 4 says, and that life was the light of men. Our way of salvation. My friend, Jesus came to this earth. He lived 33 and a half years, tempted and tried. Satan knew he couldn't make him sin, but perhaps he could keep him from carrying through. But Jesus endured the trial, tempted in all points like as we are. He felt sickness. He felt pain. He felt the same anxieties that we get towards us coming upon us. He went through all of that. And He died on a cross. He shed His blood there. As bad as that suffering, bleeding body was on the cross, it was only a picture of the outpoured wrath of Almighty Holiness upon His human spirit. When He was on the cross, because all of our sin was placed upon Him. As 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, for He was made sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. My friend, He died for you because He loved you. He died for me. One day, there's a day I had to realize I was a sinner and I needed a Savior, that my works could not save me, only Christ. And so, my friend, the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He says the wages of sin, what we've earned, what we have coming to us, is death. That is final, complete separation forever from God in the lake of fire. But the gift, not anything we earn, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friend, He wants you to have that eternal life. And He'll give it to you if you'll come to Him. He says in Romans 10:9, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. You know why He says the Lord Jesus? The Lord speaks of His deity. He was God. And Jesus speaks of His humanity. Thou shalt confess. It is, if you'll agree, that this was God come in the flesh. And believe in thine heart, to be willing to trust Him with your life. That's what believing with your heart is. In thine heart, that God hath raised Him from the dead. To believing that He shed His blood for your sin, and that He literally, bodily rose from the dead. He says, thou shalt be saved. And then He says in verse 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Not to our own righteousness, but unto the righteousness of Christ. Why? Because it is the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ that makes us acceptable in heaven. That's why we are in Christ when we receive Him. When we're in Him, then we're accepted, as Ephesians says, in the Beloved. And so, my friend, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, that his righteousness is accepted before the Father in your behalf. And with the mouth confession is made to salvation. So Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, He will save you. He will save you now if you'll come to Him. Why not right where you are right now? Why not bow your head and pray? Now, if you're driving your car, you can't do that unless you just pull off the side of the road. But why not pray right now and ask the Lord to save you? If you're not sure if you died, that heaven's your home. With the idea that you're trusting Him with your life. You're trusting in His shed blood as the payment for your sin, His resurrection as your hope of eternal life, and His righteousness as accepted for you. Trusting Him, for God does not lie. He said if you'd call upon Him, He'd save you. I'm going to form a prayer, and the prayer that I form would only be words if you didn't mean it. But if you mean this, would you right now, right where you are, pray this prayer. Dear Lord, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sin. I believe Jesus Christ shed His blood on the cross for my sin, died for me. I believe that He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose up bodily from the grave. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart, into my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, would you write us and let us know? We have on our website, centralbaptistocala.org, we have there on the left side sheet booklets by Dr. Andy Bloom. Let me encourage you to go first to Building Blocks, and then right after that to Church Fellowship. And those will help you to grow in your new Christian life. If you don't have a church home and you've just made this decision, please look in your internet or Yellow Pages or whatever for an independent Baptist church. Make sure they aren't singing the rock and roll of this world, but rather they're singing the praises of God and using the good old King James Bible, and ask them, what is the next step I need to take? Boy, I tell you what, they'll be there ready to help you, and they'll want to help you. I want to thank you for listening in today. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the lamp and light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.